Thank you for calling Mackenzie and Smiley Jewelers, where we help you celebrate your love. For our Wilmot Rudolph Boulevard location, dial 1. For our Fire Station Road location, dial 2.
Celebrate your life. Celebrate the moment.
Thank you for calling Mackenzie and Smiley Jewelers. This is Taylor. How may I help you?
Taylor, is Haley in?
You know what? Actually, let me check. Just give me one momentito, okay?
Sure.
Celebrate your life. Celebrate the moment. Celebrate your love with Mackenzie and Smiley Jewelers. Celebrate your life. Celebrate the moment. Celebrate your love with Mackenzie and Smiley Jewelers.
This is Haley. How can I help you?
Haley, Bob from REI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you. Just thought I'd give you a call. I've been talking to you a little bit, see if there was anything you were in need of.
Nothing at the moment. I wish it was, and I'm so sorry. I know I had messaged you about that trillion. Your response got buried in my inbox. I didn't find it till quite some time, and then I was too embarrassed to email you back afterwards. I was like, oh, my gosh, so much time has passed. I know it's a harder one, but that is something that you could usually source, like a fancier cut like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a lot
Okay.
We used to stock a lot of weird stuff ourselves, but with the diamond business the way it is right now, we've just aligned with other people that, you know, like we go to these people for this stuff and these people for this stuff.
You can,
we have the bread,
so
we have
it,
the bread
you
and butter.
We still get it. Okay.
We still have good
prices
for that, so.
I mean, in all fairness, same. I totally get that. With the, again, everything's all a little different now. But yeah, that one really
something.
Was just trying to see if we can.
Really, really weird. Okay, so I get a call the other day. One of my good accounts says to me, I need something like a 3/4 or six, maybe a 6 millimeter point to point trillion. And and natural. And I says, okay, let me see what I can find. I find this. My office finds it. It's like $2,400. I'm almost embarrassed to call him about it because it's so overpriced. And
yes,
I said,
for what
you know,
it is.
I'm really sorry, but this is the best I could do. Doesn't the guy talk to his customer and says, I want to take a look at it, got it, bought it, sold it, just like that. It was
like, well, but honestly, something like that, they know what they want, you know,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I know, and it was just – I almost didn't even want to call him back because the price. I mean, I was expecting it to be like $1,200 maybe, you know, because of the way gold, the diamond prices are right now, and it was like twice that. I said, "Oh my God!" I said, "I had my office check. Can you double check and make sure that price is right?"
Can you make sure this is accurate?
I don't really want to tell him this, but well, let's see. What are you going to do? You know, so it reminded me of a time when I had sent somebody 2 heart-shaped diamonds for a call, and he calls back and he says, I sold one of them. And, you know, normally I would say something funny. Usually it's like, well, thank God, you'll never see another customer looking for a heart-shape again. And instead of saying that, I says, any interest in buying the other one for stock? And the guy says, you know, I really like it. I'm going to buy it. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, am I glad I didn't open my stupid mouth.
Right? You're like the one time, and it worked. So I know it's possible.
So I know I never disparage anything anymore. Now it's just, okay, this is what it is. This is what it is.
Yeah,
if you want it,
you
got it.
I mean, you really don't. You never know. And all fairness, too. And I do feel like we've, you know, for the longest time, we've seen it shift a little to where it's more predominantly lab, and we're, like, slowly working our way out of that. And, of course, you might not have because, obviously, you sell diamonds all day, every day, and we like to say we do, too. But we have been much heavier in lab in the last few years, for sure, but we're slowly starting to see it shift in a different direction.
It too.
So we're excited for that. I'm ecstatic. So,
how are Pam and Brian doing?
They're good. They're good. Yeah, they're good. Kids are getting big, so they're
oh my
doing
God.
Good.
I know. It's hard to wrap my head around. I remember when I used to work with Pam a long, long time ago, like 20 years ago, 18 years ago, whatever it was. She was just a beautiful young lady. And to think of her as I'm sure she's still beautiful, but a mother.
Well, I'm going to be honest, man. I feel like she looks exactly the same. I've been here 16 years now, and she looks the same as when I first met her. She's like a little Dorian Gray action. She hasn't aged a day. So
just don't go look for the painting.
Right. Right, right. Let me ask you, too. I did actually have a small bite on a just, I mean, again, nothing crazy. It's a 1 carat, but I'm thinking a 1 carat's out of his price range.
What
might you have in like a 90 point sitting at like an SI2H, if possible?
Round?
Yeah, it's round, just classic round.
You know, I got to tell you, even a 1 carat, they're not that much. An HSI2 is probably close to 2,000.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad then.
Let me take a look here. There shouldn't be too big a difference between a HSI2 in a 90 and a 1 carat at the moment. Let's see here.
Okay.
So HSI2, here's a Trip X, no fluorescence, GIA certified 101, 1919.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good one. Okay.
Yeah. And even if I go down to
at least it gives us, it wasn't for me, but one of my associates here, she had one, and I don't necessarily have one that fits the bill here in store, but again, small bite on it, so I'll pass the message along to her and see if that's something that
even the 90 pointer, excellent, very good, very good, none. I've got one of those for $14.85.
Okay. Oh, All right. Well, that definitely might be
so
they've just gotten,
I'm going to tell you something. From what we're hearing, smaller natural diamonds like a carat and below will probably start going up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they just closed another mine that's been in operation for 60 years in South Africa, and so they're strangling the supply side quite a bit because, you know, they've lost so much market share to the lab growns that they don't want to mine like they used to. It's just not, it's price prohibitive now. So they're just cutting back on production, and so prices will go up organically because of that.
Yeah, which makes sense. But, you know, at the same time, I think when it comes to lab growns, they can't get much cheaper than what they are already. We're seeing a lot of people that are really, you know, when you tell them what a 1 carat lab grown is, they're like, oh, my gosh, I want to just spend like 5 times that amount. You know what I mean? So it's like it's, you know.
Well, we're around the $200 a carat range ourselves, and we're not manufacturers. But I went on Amazon because I was talking to somebody who sells a ton of lab grown, and I said, you know, he's buying them pretty cheap. He's buying them for like around 100 a carat, 120, 130 a carat, something like that, and that's a really good price for lab grown. But you can go online and directly to the public and on Amazon. IGI certified diamonds, they're selling for around, you know, $240 a carat directly to the public.
That's,
you know,
so
best
crazy.
With certs. And,
yes.
And if you don't want a cert, you can buy them for almost nothing. They're,
yeah.
If you don't care
well,
for
and
a
even
cert.
Then, at that point, there's not really much of a difference between
what
having one and
do?
Not having one.
I
you know. Know. It's not really relevant.
No.
Spend more money to have one put on it than just to not have one.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
It truly is. And it's, again, you've got a lot of people, I feel like the ones that are still trying to get in that, you know, 3, 4, 5 carat situation. Obviously, lab is the route that they're going because this is their first ring or whatever it is. But I still truly feel those ladies one day at some point are going to be like, man, let's do a different one, but let's go down in size, you know?
Well, they look ridiculous.
At some point to be.
They
oh,
look
crazy.
Stupid. Who? You're just
much.
Out of college.
Yeah.
You're driving a 10-year-old car. You're living in an apartment, and you're wearing a rock on your finger that looks like it's a $500,000 stone. Nobody gets it. Nobody thinks it. Everybody thinks it might as well be. It might as well be a CZ.
Yeah, yeah. It just really, I think they will definitely lose their appeal. And I'll be honest, I'm here for it. You know,
me too.
I'm ready.
Me too.
So I'm like, we just gotta ride the wave until we get there. Is really, I feel like it is at this point.
Well, Haley, if you want to look at any of these diamonds, just let me know.
I'll pass the message along to her and let her know for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you
for calling, Bob. I appreciate
me too.
It.
Thanks for calling.
All right, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Bye.